Most of the time when we think of moving images, we think in terms of their commercial and entertainment appeal, but films can also be powerful tools for advocacy, and a group in El Paso hopes to utilize the short film format to put El Paso on the map for increased civic engagement. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. An intrepid band of volunteers is working hard to raise the percentage of El Pasoans who vote and are making a short film in support of that initiative. My guests today are Amanda Formica, founder of Paleta Power, and Ruben Chang of Zevin Music Entertainment. Welcome to you both.
Hello
there.
Thank you.
By the time this airs, you're going to be hard at work, I know, on your short film this weekend. But Amanda, I want to start with you. You know, watching the primary results the other night, I was thinking about your project and your goals for El Paso, and you know, we're just inundated right now with polling and vote tallies and things. It seems like a really good time to be making a film to try to raise awareness about voting and issues. How did you get involved and create this group, Paleta Power?
Well, Charles, I've been working on political campaigns and with nonprofits for about 14 years altogether now. And I was watching the primary results on Super Tuesday in March, and a friend of mine and I came up with the idea to start talking to more people because we were really disappointed in how few people get out to vote in El Paso. And we wanted to make it really fun and interesting and find people where they're at, because we know that most people, you know, they'll watch it on TV, but to them it's a really far away thing. And they don't feel like it relates to their lives, and they don't feel like their opinion matters. So we wanted to address those things, and also wanted to address that there's not enough information out there. There's a lot of noise, certainly, but not a lot of real, concrete, objective information that's easy to understand. So that's where the idea for Paleta Power came up, this spring.
And just to break down what you've been doing from March till now, you're actually giving away popsicles. Is that how you're raising awareness?
We are. We have a nice relationship and sponsorship with Rutiki and Big Boy Concessions. It's a local business here. And we're able to give away three different flavors of paletas. We have mango, lime, and strawberry. And so we'll be at different events all around town once a week or so. We've gone to a Lucha Libre match. We've gone to concerts. And we ask people to vote for their favorite flavor when they come up to the cart. And then the flavor that wins the majority is the one that everybody gets. So if you and Chang here wanted mango and I wanted strawberry, all three of us would get mango. And then we ask people for more of their opinions about what issues are they interested in, what makes it hard for them to vote, how they'd like to improve El Paso.
So if they don't like the flavor of their popsicle, they know to get more friends to come out and vote for the flavor they like.
Exactly, right.
That's the democratic process.
We want to create a different narrative, a different story, because storytelling is so important. It's really everything. And the arts and creativity is the best way to relate to people.
So you've been doing a fairly grassroots effort, shall we say, face-to-face with this Paleta cart. Around town, but the hopes with the short film that you're now in production with, Chang, is that this can be used as a tool to broaden the reach, shall we say, of the initiatives of Paleta Power?
Yes. I mean, who doesn't enjoy paletas, first of all, you know, and you know, that people eat with their eyes when it comes to a visual and impacting the community that way. With this initiative, I mean, it's going to be nice to reach out in a broader sense, like you said, with the film. Because it has a nice little story. It's about a single mother. The film itself, it's a story. It's not a documentary. It's a story that within that film, it talks about the voting process, you know. And she gets elected the winner at the end, though she's just wanting to be Paletero of the Year for that particular year. So it's a fun little story. It's a comedy. It's an inspirational film. It's about overcoming adversity, defeating the system, the establishment, which is the paletero that's been winning this contest for the past 5 years. And she has to defeat the system. The only way to do that is going to be through the community, her friends, getting involved with her and pushing her, campaigning, canvassing to vote for her.
And it all gets started with her little girl, her fifth grade daughter, Lily.
So it's an underdog story.
Yes.
David and Goliath type of thing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But the community comes together to support her, and so there's a lot about the mom and the daughter. So there's kind of women's empowerment, community empowerment, mm-hmm. that kids' voices matter. All that's important.
It is fascinating when you go back and look at the last few decades of voting in both El Paso and nationally that it's either been declining as a percentage of eligible population or basically plateaued, and there's little spikes here and there, particularly in a national year where we have a big presidential election going on that tends to pull out a few more voters. But the U.S. Falls way behind other countries in the number of people who actually get out and participate. And I understand, Amanda, and we should back up and thank Steve Yellen for putting us together a few weeks ago.
Definitely.
I was not aware of your project, and Steve is a great supporter of all things El Paso. And one of the things that intrigued, I think, both of us about what you're doing with the initiatives is not just trying to increase voter rolls. There's a lot of great organizations out there that are signing people up to vote. That's just one aspect of what you're trying to do. You're also trying to make people, I guess, more aware of the process, how to get information, sources of good information, how to be involved civically, basically, better citizens.
Right. This is an effort for us to be creating, again, our own media and creating our own story about our community rather than having other people tell us what the narrative should be or have that negative influence from some of the major media that I think reinforces that idea that you don't, that your voice doesn't matter and that it's hopeless and negative. And so we're trying to make a difference that way. And we know that a lot of people, even if they get through high school, there's no way to really get information about civic process after school ends, even if you got it in school. So we need to be creating other channels of information.
So, Chang, how long of a film are you anticipating this will be?
15 to 20 minutes. It's
okay.
A short film. We are filming today. We filmed yesterday, and we'll finish tomorrow.
And you need help, I understand. You need lots of extras for a couple of scenes.
Yes, that's true. We are inviting our people out there today. We will be at Houston Park on Montana, right in front of the Presbyterian Church.
Baptist Church is on the Baptist corner of Angie and Montana.
We started
to downtown.
Yeah, central. We started two. This scene is going to be at a park where the mom and the girl are out selling their popsicles. We're going to film three scenes there, which will be really fun.
So anybody listening can come down and be an extra and be in a film?
Yeah. You can participate. We want kids. You can bring your dog. You can bring your grandparents, whoever's hanging out today. Bring your basketball, your books to read. And then tomorrow as well, people can be extras at the film studio.
That's true.
Chang, you have a studio on the east side, I understand?
Yes, we have a studio on the east side, a filming studio. It's on the east side on 11394 James Watt, Suite 306. We will be filming a part of the carnival where they will award the Paletero of the Year. On the first floor, we have all filming. On the second floor, we have a full-fledged recording studio. There at the studio, really quick, we do anything from music videos to record bands. Every Sunday, we host the 306 sessions, which we invite local artists mm-hmm. to come and perform. But yeah, tomorrow at the studio, also, we will have that scene. We will start at 5 p.m. At 5 p.m. and on, so we can invite people to a little carnival that's staged inside our studios. And today, Saturday, it will be at 2 p.m. at Houston Park.
Your day job is usually in music videos?
Wow. I wear many hats. Early in the mornings, I wake up and I train some people, fitness. And then after that, I work on designs and graphics that I've worked mm-hmm. on with people. And then I change hats and then I start on a music that I've been writing. And then I have to work on the score for this film. And then...
So you're directing and scoring the film.
Yeah. And then I have to work on some music from this gentleman from out of town. And then yesterday we just filmed a music video, so I do a whole bunch. Yeah. And then I'm working on my own music. It's blues funk, so we'll I wear many hats. So.
And you have a lot of background in TV and film production.
I used to produce for Televisa, yes, and then produced television at Telemundo. So And I've helped to position people on the radio and music videos on television, yes.
Well, Amanda, sounds like you found the right person to
I did.
Lead
we're really
your short
lucky.
Film.
But Let the Power is really lucky. And the idea is we're also bringing together people from across all different disciplines and backgrounds and sectors, too, whether you're from a business or government or nonprofit or the arts, that all of us have great ideas that need to come together to make
like,
a success.
Like a lot of productions in town, this is a micro-budget production. It's
exactly.
An independent production. You need some help.
We do.
You're not bashful about that. We should talk about the fact you have a GoFundMe site, so people can go look, I guess, Paleta Power, just do a search on GoFundMe.
Yes.
What's the budget you're trying to raise to complete the film?
We're trying to reach $3,000 at least.
$3,000, yeah. So that we can pay a little something at least to the actors and for the post-production and everything.
You're also taking contributions, I guess, directly so people can find that on your website?
Yes. Our website is www.votepaleta.org.
How do you see the short film being used then once it's finished?
We have a great relationship with Senator Jose Rodriguez's office, the state senator.
Who recognized us.
He did. He recognized Paleta Power with a state Senate resolution, as did Commissioner David Stout recognize us with the Commissioner's Court resolution, which is great.
And they were so nice for us to do a press release right outside the courthouse twice.
Yes.
We've been there.
Came to speak at our press conference. And so the senator has a great student voter initiative, and I know that he plans to use our film and the graphic novel that we're developing as well with the same story as tools in local high schools in his district.
There you go.
So we're excited about that, and we plan to be promoting this out through different channels around the country. So it'll get a lot of play, we hope.
What's the ultimate goal? In a perfect world, if you got everything you wanted, what would happen in El Paso?
We'd like El Paso to be number one for voter turnout in the U.S., of any city. So we want to be representing. We think El Paso needs to be better represented in Texas and around the U.S. and recognized for how awesome we really are.
You've made it clear in everything you've sent me that you are a nonpartisan group.
We are.
So we should make that clear.
Definitely nonpartisan, nonprofit.
You don't care who people vote for or what to vote for. You just want them to vote and be informed about what they're voting on.
Yes.
I think the good thing about this is that this film and this booklet can be used any time of the year to create awareness for voting, because usually it's seasonal. When elections come up 4 months before, that's it. Right as soon as everybody's elected, they forget about it. So these are good tools to continue as continued education and or awareness. So
You know, people can have influence all year round. So we want people to be able to just feel like they can get involved in the community. We're not going to tell you what issues to believe in or anything like that. Just to give it a try, get involved.
So coming soon to the internet, people can watch this film.
Yes, and we're hoping to premiere it at some kind of a local theater late at the end of July, the last week in July.
Fantastic.
You can also check us out to meet us in person at the Pecha Kucha event on June 23rd at the Community Foundation Room. That's at 7 p.m.
Well, hot summer days seems like popsicles and filmmaking go hand in hand. So I wish you both well on your projects.
Thanks
for coming
in
today.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Thank you for having us.
I've been discussing the use of filmmaking in support of civic advocacy with Amanda Formica, founder of Paleta Power, and filmmaker Ruben Chang of Zevin Music Entertainment. Their upcoming short film will help promote Paleta Power's initiatives to increase voter awareness and participation along the border. Paleta Power is currently fundraising for their film, and you can find more information about the organization, its programs, or learn how to get involved by logging on to the website votepaleta.org. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.